Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative coming to you this morning from the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce radio studios located in the lower level of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce building at 101 Pier Street. As we're often fond of saying, economic development 101, community enhancement 101, community beautification 101. It all takes place right here at 101 Pier Street in downtown Sioux City. On behalf of our producer, Mr. Justin Barker, we'd like to thank our program sponsor, Chris Bogenreef of NAI United. And this morning, we have two guests in studio, someone that has been with us before, and we also have a rookie. Joining us today will be Laura Hartman, the Director of Events for the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce, and Corinne Erickson, who is a Regional Planning Manager for Simcoe, also known as the Siouxland Interstate Metropolitan Planning Council. Did I get that right? So, yes, I'm happy to have that acronym correct. And as we begin each program on Grow Siouxland, we introduce our guests to the radio listening audience. And this morning, we have two guests, as I said. We'll begin with Laura Hartman. Laura, welcome to Grow Siouxland.
Hi. Thanks, Chris.
Over the course of the morning, we're going to talk about Bike to Work Day, which is just around the corner. Before we get to all of the who, what, why, where, when affiliated with that, I want to get to know you and Corinne a little bit better. So you're a Siouxland native.
Yes, I grew up in Hinton, graduated there in 2018. Then I went to Simpson College in Indianola, Iowa, and graduated there in 2021.
And you know me better than this. If you think that you're going to gloss over high school that quickly without any of the activities and sports that you were involved with, you have totally misjudged me. What kind of activities did you participate in as a Hinton Blackhawk?
Yes, I played volleyball, basketball, softball, and ran track, and I was also a part of DECA, which led me to wanting to become an event planner.
You know, it's interesting because I remember when you were a high school student, you reached out to the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and were looking for financial support and guidance and maybe some mentoring as it related to your DECA program. For those who do not know, tell us what DECA is.
Yes, it is an organization for students interested in business and marketing, and you can take tests or complete projects and present them at the state level, and then the top, I think, two or three, then move on to the national level. And so I had reached out to you to come and present my project to you as practice, as I was going to have to present in front of a judge.
And I think if memory serves, you also reached out to Colonel Brian Miller to keynote one of your events. Colonel Brian Miller, of course, the past commander of the 185th Air Refueling Wing, a retired A-7 and F-16 fighter pilot, a KC-135 command pilot, and now the director of aviation at Morningside University.
Yes, as my senior project for DECA, I had him be our speaker for the Hinton's first ever Veterans Day Assembly.
Well, a shout out to Colonel Miller. How do you do for you?
Very good.
I would expect nothing less. So after a very busy athletic career at Hinton, it was on to Simpson College. What did you study?
Marketing and communications.
Okay. And if memory serves, you were on the fast track at Simpson College.
Yes. I graduated in 3 years.
And went right to work.
Yep. I was at Big Brothers Big Sisters of Siouxland for a year and now have been at the Chamber for about 2.5 years.
Hard to believe. And I understand there have been some changes in your personal life of late.
Yep. I got married to my wonderful husband in last November.
So a shout out to Colin Hartman. Colin is an electrician.
Yep.
With Interstates, I believe, out of Sioux Center. And we wish you all the best. What do they say? Love, laughter, and happily ever after. Congratulations to you and Colin.
Thank you.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ, 1360 AM, 94.9 FM, where our guests today are focused on Bike to Work Day, which is just around the corner. Our first guest was Laura Hartman, the Director of Events at the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. Joining Laura is Corinne Erickson, who's a Regional Planning Manager for the Siouxland Interstate Metropolitan Planning Council. Corinne, welcome to Grow Siouxland.
Thank you.
Hey, we're thrilled to have you in studio, and we're going to follow the same formula and recipe and introduce you to our listening audience. You're a first-time guest on Grow Siouxland, if I understand correctly.
Yes, yep, that's right.
We're thrilled to have you in studio, and tell us a little bit about your background. Where did you grow up?
So I grew up actually in Okemos, Michigan. It's in the Lansing area, and then I went to college at the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
Go Blue?
Yep, exactly.
So I went to grad school in Ann Arbor, and I lived there with my wife. And the first, well, we had a daughter when we moved there, 6 months old, and had a son while we were there. And I really enjoyed our time in Ann Arbor. It's a beautiful community.
Yeah, I love that city.
So 4 years?
Yep, 4 years.
And what did you study at Michigan?
I studied environmental science with a minor in urban planning.
Okay, so here's an aside. I believe this to be true. I want to know if you believe it to be true. What years were you in Ann Arbor?
2008 to 2012.
Okay, so I was there 2000 to 2003, and there was not a pizza joint in Ann Arbor that was anywhere near as good as any of the pizza joints in Sioux City. Would you find that to be true?
I don't know. I'm partial to the, you know, the Detroit style pizza. That's my,
but where would you go favorite. For pizza in Ann Arbor?
Well, there were a couple kind of late night places there. I don't know if they're still around anymore.
Well, I don't know if they weren't around when I was there in 2000 to 2003, because, Alfredo's and Townhouse and Wheelhouse, they were all far superior to anything we found in Ann Arbor, which is, to us was a bit of a surprise because it's such a large student population.
That's true.
But in any event, so tell us about growing up in Okemos. What were you involved with as a high school student?
I played tennis, and I was in orchestra, played the violin and piano.
And do you still play the violin and piano?
On occasion. I haven't broken it out recently. We just had our first child back.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Back in June of last year. So definitely been busy with that.
All right. But don't get too rusty on that violin or that piano. Yeah. How about tennis? Are you still playing tennis?
Once in a while, just for fun. Yeah. I was never too competitive with it. Just, you know, something I enjoyed.
But those are all great school, lifetime activities.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so back to your time in Okemos, what drew you to the University of Michigan, Ann Arbor?
I had gone, you know, on a couple visits there with my sister. My older sister went there. Just a great school, and I love kind of the more urban campus environment.
Demanding school. Do you remember waiting to get your acceptance?
I do.
Was it nerve-wracking?
It was very nerve-wracking.
It is, because it's such a competitive school.
Yeah, absolutely.
An outstanding school. After earning your degree, and what did you study, did you say?
Environmental studies and urban planning.
What was your first job out of college?
So I actually went to Chicago. I did an AmeriCorps program with the University of Illinois at Chicago. And then from there,
I'm going to assume that if you graduated from, if you were in Ann Arbor from 8 to 12 and you went to Chicago with AmeriCorps, that would have been during the Obama administration.
Yes.
Okay. Yep. And so what were you doing in Chicago with AmeriCorps?
So I was facilitating outreach workshops through, it was called the Center for Literacy. So doing some kind of educational workshops, helping low-income Head Start parents to learn about, you know, financial literacy and resume workshops and things like that.
South Side?
Yep, South and West Sides.
That make you a Sox fan?
Well, I lived on the north side, but I worked on the south side. So, you know,
you could wear both hats comfortably.
Exactly, yep.
Go Cubs, go. That's how I look at it anyway. Okay. Yep. So how long were you with AmeriCorps in Chicago?
So I did a couple years of that. And then I stayed with UIC, and I went back to grad school, got my master's of urban planning there.
Okay. Yeah. And what was next?
Well, then 2020, when COVID hit and everything, my husband actually got a job out here at Mercy. He's a speech language pathologist at the hospital. So we moved out here not knowing a whole lot, you know, not knowing anyone in the community. And we've been here ever since.
And how long has that been?
Going on 4 years.
Well, we hope we can keep you long term.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, we've enjoyed our time out here.
Now, where's your husband from?
He is from Kalamazoo, Michigan.
And did you meet in college?
Yes.
Okay. And you told us you recently added to the family.
Yep. Yep.
Exactly. Son, daughter?
Daughter. Yep. And she'll be one coming up in June.
Awesome. So. You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ, 1360 AM, 94.9 FM. My name is Chris McGowan. I serve as your host on Grow Siouxland. And today we're talking about Bike to Work Day, which takes place on Friday, May 17th. So it's just around the corner, 2 weeks, 2 weeks away. And that event will be headquartered at the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. Now, there's lots of participating organizations, including the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce, the Siouxland Interstate Metropolitan Planning Council, the Siouxland District Health Department is involved, Downtown Partners, the City of Sioux City, and many others. And in the second half of our program this morning, we're going to talk extensively about that program, how you can become involved, and again, the who, what, where, when, and why associated with all things related to Bike to Work Day on Friday, May 17th. By way of reminder, if you miss a past edition of Grow Siouxland, you can visit us at kscj.com, click on the programming icon, and then click on Grow Siouxland on the drop-down menu. Again, my name is Chris McGowan. We're thrilled to have both Laura Hartman and Corinne Erickson in-house today to talk about Bike to Work today. We'll be right back after a short commercial message.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. NAI United, the largest and highest producing commercial real estate firm in Siouxland. Speak with Bo Bronger, Nick Manson, Aaron Rooney, Nate Connolly, or Chris Bogenried. NAI United has the answers to your questions for commercial real estate in all corners of Siouxland. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you today. Go to NAIUnited.com and learn more. NAI United, uniquely positioned to serve your needs.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. Hope that you're enjoying a Saturday morning, and we appreciate you tuning in. Our guests today are Laura Hartman and Corinne Erickson. Laura with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce, Corinne with CIMCO, and they're here to tell us about National Bike to Work Day, which is Friday, May 17th. Laura, I think this is the second or third time you've helped lead Bike to Work Day in our Siouxland community. Tell us what's going on Friday the 17th.
Yeah, so we encourage you to trade your car for your bike for the Sioux City Metro Bike to Work Day. And we understand that not everyone can ride their bike from home to work. So we encourage you to put your bike in the back of your car, bring it to work, unload it, and ride some of our tri-state trails with your coworkers. And then stop by the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce for a complimentary breakfast. We'll have plenty of health and fitness vendors and a chance to win prizes.
I think that's excellent. And I think I missed this last year because it happened to fall on the same dates that we were at the Washington Conference and Stake reception in D.C. with a delegation of 40 to 50 Siouxland business leaders. But things went really well. And here we are a year later already at Bike to Work Day. And there are lots of participating organizations. Tell us who's all involved.
Yes. Yeah, so the Siouxland Chamber has partnered with CIMCO, of course, Siouxland District Health Department, Downtown Partners, the City of Sioux City. And then we have plenty of health and fitness vendors that will be in our parking lot. And just to name a few, Bayo Strength and Fitness, Cruise Chiropractic, Octa Pharma Plasma, Signature Events, Sioux City Parks and Recreation, the Siouxland Community Health Department, Siouxland District Health Department, Sweetwater Cafe, Thrive Fitness, Thrive Health Hydration and Wellness Center, and your CBD store.
And Corinne, maybe you can tell me a little bit about why this is a priority program for you and your colleagues at CIMCO.
Yeah, so SIMCO has had a group called the Bicycle Pedestrian Roundtable for many years now, and that is a coalition made up of all of the metro area cities and their parks and rec departments, Siouxland Trails Foundation, Sioux City Cyclists, and other trail advocates. And it's really important to this group to share information and collaborate, and they work hard to improve the trail system and expand the trail system here in the metro area.
And so, Corinne, I assume that this is an opportunity for people to come together, not just bicycle enthusiasts, but people who maybe just, you know, putting their big toe in the water for the first time and trying to meet others and to network and to connect with others who have made this a priority.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's a really fun event for both, you know, people who commute by bike, you know, daily, and this is a regular, you know, routine for them. But it's also a great opportunity, like you said, for people to get out there and see the awesome network we already have that continues to expand.
And Laura, I understand that awesome network is growing with a bicycle trail system at Cone Park.
Yes, and they are actually hosting a festival coming up
sometime in the near future.
I think it's in June.
Details with ribbon cutting and
yes,
and all those types of things, because they've been working on it for a couple of years now.
Yeah, and the Cone Bike, or is it Cone Mountain Bike Trail?
Yes, and it's great to see, and it's out at Cone Park and in the Morningside Singing Hills area, and I think it's another indication of how popular bicycling is becoming, not only in our community, but across the country. I saw that Mason City is in the process and recently had a groundbreaking on a bike park, but the park that is being completed in Sioux City by Sioux City Parks and Recreation, and a huge shout out to the Chesterman Family Foundation. They seeded this with a $1 million contribution. It's a $3 million project. It's going to have a pump track and trails, and there will be opportunities for beginners, novices, and experts. And my understanding is this will be the nicest bike trail park between here and some of the larger communities in Arkansas that have done these. So thank you to all those involved. And Laura, I understand that some of our strongest bike enthusiasts and leaders from organizations throughout the tri-state will be participating in this event, which begins at what time?
Yes, so breakfast is hosted here at the Chamber in the parking lot from 6:30 to 8:30 in the morning.
And for those who may not have participated in the past, what can they expect of breakfast?
Yes, so we will have breakfast tacos, coffee, juice, bananas, protein balls. Something new this year, we'll have some acai bowls with fresh fruit. So donuts from Jitters as well. So come join us for a complimentary breakfast.
I want to shout out to our friends at Jitters, Sarah Craigthorpe, relocating Jitters from her longtime location to a new location on Nebraska Street. So we wish them every success in their new location, and always excited to see the folks from Jitters. Their donuts are top notch, and Corinne,
makes it a little closer to us.
Yes, they're right across the parking lot now. So I will probably be a regular, and Sarah and her team will get sick of seeing me. Corinne, as we talk about the importance of promoting bicycles as a mode of transportation, there are environmental ramifications and impacts, health ramifications and impacts, traffic congestion. I mean, it just addresses so many things in a positive way.
Absolutely.
And I think that's part of what SIMCO is doing with their regional transportation planning. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. And this is a national movement that is promoted and endorsed by the U.S. Department of Transportation as well, kind of balancing automobile traffic with other modes, giving people the option, encouraging people to bike for commutes where it makes sense.
Well, and we don't have the huge traffic congestion issues that some of the major metros have. So it may not be the top priority to alleviate traffic congestion, but the heart health and fitness are as important here as anywhere.
Absolutely. It's great for your physical and mental health. And like you said, it is, you know, better for the environment. It can save you money on some of those expenses related to owning and operating a car as well.
And as we all know, especially folks in my age demographic, fitness becomes more and more important, and finding new ways to burn some of those calories and maintain an active life and a higher metabolism, just a great opportunity for us to come together as a community and prioritize getting on that bicycle. And I trust that Simcoe will be out in full force at this event.
Yep. We'll be there bright and early, helping the chamber, setting up. And
I want to thank again some of the partners that have joined this effort. In addition to Laura and the Chamber of Commerce and Corinne and Simcoe, Siouxland District Health, Downtown Partners, the City of Sioux City, and an awful lot of vendors. And not only will they have food ideas, fitness recommendations, but there'll be bicycle-related products and recommendations as well.
Yes, absolutely. And one thing I want to note, that the Chamber is encouraging our businesses to participate and become more familiar with our Tri-State Trails. So if your company participates, please take a picture of your group at the Chamber for breakfast, tag the Siouxland Chamber, and you will be entered to win a pizza party for up to 20 people, courtesy of Wheelhouse Bar and Grill.
Well, a shout out to Rick Dominowski and Ben Yule and Rick Maxfield and the rest of the ownership team at Wheelhouse. Thanks for your support of this event. And I understand that t-shirts are available as well.
Yes, you can purchase t-shirts at the Siouxland Chamber for $10. We will also have them available the day of, and we have multiple different colors to choose from.
All right, and I see that you're sporting, I guess I would call that peach.
Sure.
I'm close enough. Once again, on Friday, May 17th, National Bike to Work Day, we will be participating as a Siouxland Tri-State community. Ride your bike from your home, or maybe meet up with some friends at a central location and ride in from a central parking lot somewhere in the community. We'd love to see you at the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. We will be hosting this event in our parking lot located at 101 Pier Street. If you're not familiar with that, it's right around the corner from the Tyson Event Center. We look forward to seeing you all. To my guests, Laura Hartman and Corinne Erickson, thanks for joining us this morning. We'll be back with more on Grow Siouxland next Saturday.